brought to you by Penguin.
The Poisonous Tale by Catherine Kemp. Read by Gabrielle Nellis-Payne and Steve John Shepherd. Prologue. Rome, 5th of July, 1659. It ends with the scaffold. 5 women, blindfolded, shorn, dressed in sacking, trembling before the gallows. All of us wearing our own noose, now slack, now heavy around our necks. The foul sorceress Giovanna, the treacherous witch Graziosa, the most wicked temptress Maria, the devil's whore Girolama, then me, the poisoner of Palermo, the woman who started it all. My ending, written in the Avisi, the gallows pamphlets, though I am still alive, still breathing, still waiting. For years, no man in Rome has been safe. For years, I have brewed my potion, dispensing it to the city's wives and whores. I have kept to the shadows, avoiding the Inquisition and its hawk-like gaze. The guards like talons reaching into the stews and brothels of the back streets. For years, I have kept my daughter safe. My circle of poisoners, too. And now, finally, our uneasy luck has run out. Crooked from the work of the strappado, we stand like 5 black crows, flinching. A hush descends over the crowds. I imagine stepping onto the stage, the audience awaiting my first line, the heat from the flames in their sconces making my grease paint run. I might be Arlecchino, hunched and mute before the words tumble out of me like acrobats. But this is no play. This is where my story finishes, amid the stench of the baying, unwashed bodies crammed into Campo di Ferrori to watch our sisterhood die in the full glare of the midday sun. Those men who scribble their salacious glee within the pamphlets do so without mention of my life or my heart. They do not know me. They do not know us. They write my tale without my consent, without my voice. We stand silenced. Our voices are not heard above the din of the city, the scratching of the scribes, the peal of the bells. Men who have never met us will tell our tale to those who come after. They will forget that we are flesh and blood women who have lived, and who now die at the mercy of those who judge us. We are women with no future, who grasped at life on our own terms and will now die for it. Our secrets lie within these pages, and yet no true words will be written about us, or none by our hand. Time has run out. The crowd sways. The sun bleaches the square. The seconds die away as the final moment approaches. The drumbeat begins again. The prayers I am instructed to say fall silent on my lips. The rope tightens. Part 1. Extremis malis, extrema remedia. Extreme ills, extreme remedies. Chapter 1. Palermo, Sicily, 1632. Footsteps echo across the marble floor. They come closer until the doors to my bedchamber open, revealing my mother. She seems to hesitate. Then, resolved in some way, she steps forward, closing the doors behind her. Mama, I say, grateful for the interruption. My sampler lies knotted in my lap, its feeble stitches already unravelling. A lone fly buzzes in the stifling heat of late summer, taps against one of my windows. My mother says nothing at first. I watch as she paces, waiting as her heels clack and her skirts rustle. I yawn, bored to death by the tyranny of embroidery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?